From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After hearing arguments today on presidential immunity, the Supreme Court seems poised to allow some parts of the special counsel's election interference case against Donald Trump to move forward. But how quickly a trial may happen remains unclear.
Conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett cut to the chase.
You concede that private acts don't get immunity.
We do.
Trump attorney John Sauer acknowledged that some of the federal case against Trump involves his private acts rather than just what he did as president. Liberals focused on the risks of a broad grant of immunity, a president who might sell nuclear secrets for a bribe or order a military coup. But conservatives expressed worry that a broad ruling against Trump could lead to presidents pardoning themselves every 4 years. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In New York City, Donald Trump was back in a courtroom as testimony resumed in his hush money trial.
David Pecker describing a call he says he received from then-candidate Trump on November 4th, 2016, 4 days before the election, after the Wall Street Journal ran a story uncovering the scheme by the National Enquirer to catch and kill allegations that Trump had an affair with a former Playboy playmate. Pecker says Trump called him and was upset, asking, "How could this happen? I thought this was under control." Pecker subsequently issued a statement denying the journal's story, which Pecker acknowledged Thursday was untrue. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
A New York judge overturned the rape conviction of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, saying that the trial judge allowed testimony in 2020 that shouldn't have been allowed into court. Weinstein will still be required to serve a 16-year sentence for a separate sex abuse conviction in California. The EPA issued a new rule requiring coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's aimed at meeting new greenhouse gas emissions set by the Biden administration. You're listening to ABC News. The father of Hirsch Goldberg Polan, an Israeli-American hostage still being held in Gaza, responding after Hamas released a video showing his son severely injured in the October 7th attacks. John Polan spoke to ABC News.
We as parents know our son better than anybody, and we see a level of distress. We see some things that concern us about his health. Not only, obviously, his arm that we knew was blown off.
President Biden and leaders of 17 other countries released a joint statement calling for the release of hostages. A massive manhunt underway in Nigeria after more than 100 inmates escaped from a prison near the capital city. Prison officials say that they escaped after heavy rains destroyed parts of the facility. That downpour lasted for several hours, destroying the perimeter fence of the prison. Good news for a family in Salt Lake City after their cat ended up in California. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
Carrie Clark tells her partners at ABC News radio affiliate KSL in Salt Lake City her family's indoor cat named Galena mysteriously disappeared on April 10th. Then last week they got notified Galena had been found inside of an Amazon box with work boots. It turns out, Clark says, when they put the boots into an oversized Amazon box to return them, Galena jumped in and was trapped in that Amazon box for 6 days. An Amazon employee found Galena, who is fine, and cared for her before bringing her to a vet.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.